Early on this election day, the voting lines were shorter than expected in some parts of Caracas. Nicolas Maduro, the successor to Hugo Chavez, who died of cancer last month, is counting on a high turnout by the poor to continue the Socialist Party's rule in Venezuela. Maria Ortega says she voted for Mr. Maduro because that is what President Chavez wanted.
We have a lot of faith and confidence in him. If he put him there, it was for a reason. He did it with all his heart, and we also have to vote with our hearts, so he will continue with the favor of God, with the legacy.
Mr. Maduro is favored, but polls have shown challenger Enrique Capriles gaining in the past week. Many voters say they are frustrated with the stagnant economy and the soaring rate of crime. Capriles supporter Jocelyn Fernandez says she was thinking about her young niece when she voted.
I don't want her to live in a dictatorship and that she suffers. She is little and she is just starting life. I want her to live and have a good life, that she can go out on the street with a sense of security and get a good education.
The opposition has complained that Mr. Maduro has used government-owned media and the state bureaucracy of nearly 2.7 million workers to unfairly support his campaign. But the voting process itself in Venezuela is generally considered fair and impartial. Election official Juan Martinez says witnesses or observers from each party are on hand at polling stations to make sure there is no voter fraud.
Claro, lógicamente los testigos, que somos nosotros, ¿verdad? Estamos velando.
The witness, that's who we are. We're looking to see that they show the official ID and that it isn't a copy or some other paper.
Nearly 19 million people across the country are eligible to vote. Brian Patton, VOA News, Caracas.